You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are here to talk about food security. I'd like to welcome to the program Kara Tetley from the Alaska Travel Industry Association, Juno Chapter. Hi, Kara.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and Chris Schopp, Southeast Alaska Food Bank Manager. Hi, Chris.
Hi, thanks for having us on.
Yeah, no problem at all. Chris, let's start with you. I wanted to ask, what's it been like to manage the food bank over the past 12 months or so? How did the needs of the community change through the pandemic, and how did your organization have to adjust to that?
To put it in a short version, it's been crazy. The need has increased dramatically. Last year, we had to modify everything we did to go in a different direction. So, you know, all the PPE, all the limiting of people in the food bank, the way we did our public pantries, it all changed. Obviously, we had to do a lot more logistics, you know, bundle food up for people, ice them coming in, you know, just taking things right off the racks and things. We did the emergency food pantry down at the Sea Alaska parking lot for about 6 weeks, which helped out a lot of folks right there, right off the bat in April and May when things were kind of crazy and very uncertain. We've got some figures from last year, pre-pandemic and post-pandemic, where we've given out almost 75,000 pounds more food between our agency members, public, and other organizations that were in need. So luckily, we've had a great deal of volunteer support, great outpouring of donations that have helped us through this. But it's been a lot of extra work, to say the least.
Yeah. And it sounds like the need of the community increased through the pandemic, perhaps more food security, less income from job loss. Do you know anything about those numbers?
So in Juneau alone, numbers that come out from Feeding America show that, you know, Southeast Alaska is among the highest group of food insecurity increases over the last year. Juneau itself was about a 35% increase. And then just here in Juneau, the child food insecurity increase, they say, was about 57%. So those are just huge numbers.
Wow. Kara, switching over to you, the Alaska travel industry was obviously hit hard by the pandemic as well, but what led to this collaboration with the food bank? And has there always been a relationship there, or is this something new for you guys?
We have always worked with the food bank every year in March in collaboration with the legislature, and we put on an event called Thanksgiving in March. And it's a really profitable donation, I think, for the food bank. And this year, because we were able to gather and do that event, the Juno chapter was trying to figure out another way that we could help out here. So that's kind of how it came to be. As far as that relationship goes, I don't know how far back we've been doing that with legislatures and the food bank. Do you know, Chris?
Off the top of my head, I don't, but David said that he thought he'd been going at least 10 or 12 years.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the Hunger Heroes campaign. What is it and what do you hope to accomplish? Who would like to talk about that first?
Kara, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, as I mentioned, a lot of us on the Juno chapter board, we also volunteer when we can at the food bank. And so the combination of not having that that donation that we would normally be able to help provide, and then also seeing the pantry shelves and stuff ourselves, we thought that we were trying to think of a way that we could encourage the local community to pitch in as a whole and maybe kind of help compensate for some of those losses. And so just as a team, we just kind of bounced around working with the Southeast Alaska Food Bank board and Chris, and Hunger Heroes was born, I guess, the campaign. And so we also wanted to try to provide some incentive for the community as well to help them donate. And that was given to us through through Alaska Seaplanes, who's donating a round trip ticket to Petersburg for two. So we'll do a drawing on that on June 1st. So the promotion goes through May 31st, and on June 1st, we will do that drawing.
Well, that sounds great. That sounds excellent incentive to donate. Chris, what would you add to what Kara just, what she just explained?
The only thing I'd add is that not only Kara, but all the members of the Alaska Travel Industry Association have been volunteering for over a year, helping us out here at the food bank. Three times a week, they've been coming out, and which was continues to be super helpful, and was very helpful at the start of the pandemic, because we actually lost about 50% of our volunteer force who were hunkering down. So that was a huge help. They, you know, continue to come out and help us out, and are a huge inspiration. And you know, they're trying to do everything they can to, you know, help us out and help Juneau and help your neighbors.
Chris, any light at the tunnel for the Southeast Food Bank? Are things starting to turn around a little bit for you guys?
You know, back at the beginning of the year, we saw some of our highest numbers as far as people coming out to our pantries. We do two pantries a week, Tuesday 1:30 to 3 and Thursday 4 to 5:30. We had seen numbers close to 200 people per week. Lately, the last couple weeks, they've been coming down between 100, 125 a week. So I think there's some people, you know, getting some help. Obviously, the, you know, relief checks have come out and things like that. So hopefully some people are starting to get some more work and, you know, are getting a little more above water.
Kara, how about you guys over at ATIA? How's it looking for you over this upcoming summer season?
Well, as a group, with the organization, the Juneau Board, we're normally what we would be doing is kind of doing some fundraising for our annual convention and things like that. So hopefully we'll be able to get back to that and helping out the local community on behalf of ATIA when they call on us. So we'll see how that goes this summer, I guess, what we can get done and get accomplished and work with the community on that.
Well, Kara and Chris, it's been great to talk to you both. And coming back to the Hunger Hero campaign, let's just review again where folks can go to participate or make a donation. I think maybe a lot of people like me didn't realize that the need was so high right now and would love to help out. So where can we learn how to become a Hunger Hero?
It's going to be on it is actually live on the Southeast Alaska Food Bank now. There's on one of their top menu items, there is a Hunger Hero button, and then there is also a banner that goes through with the Hunger Heroes. We are getting supplies out to different restaurants and breweries and cafes in town and other businesses that want to, and there's going to be a QR code on that, and we're just trying to get that QR code out everywhere as well, so people can just scan it with their phone and then directly go to the donation page.
All right.
And as far as our website, it's just seafb.org, and right when you come up on the homepage, it shows the big Hunger Hero logo, so you can go there and donate.
Yeah, I left that one off. Thanks, Chris. So where to? The big one, the address. Yeah.
Well, you guys make a great team. Well, thanks so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate it. It was great to hear about how your organizations are doing, and especially this Be a Hunger Hero campaign. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.